Republicans congratulate Glenn Youngkin in Virginia governor's race. By Katherine Hamilton on November 2, 2021. Republicans are lavishing Virginia Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin with congratulations for what seems to be a victory over Democrat candidate Terry McAuliffe. Despite a mysterious snafu in reporting from Fairfax County, Virginia, Youngkin outperformed former President Donald Trump in some counties while McAuliffe underperformed in key Democrat counties, seemingly cementing Youngkin's victory in the largely purple state. The high-profile win represents utter Democrat failure, especially considering President Joe Biden's 500,000-vote win in 2020. In the past several months, a spotlight has been on Virginia's culture war regarding parents' rights and education. Youngkin polled more favorably with voters than McAuliffe leading up to the gubernatorial election as voters have become increasingly frustrated with Democrat leadership on education and the economy. The GOP cheered news of the early win as a sign Americans are fed up with leftist radical agenda, and as a potential preview of Republican domination in 2022 and 2024. Well done, at Glenn Youngkin. This is the start of many wins to come. The hashtag red wave is here. Let's take back the House. Hashtag Vagov, hashtag Fire Pelosi, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tweeted. Donald Trump Jr. spokesman Andy Sarabian has termed the red wave crashing across America on Tuesday night the Great Wokelash. Trump Jr. himself also ripped Biden as the results poured in, crushing Democrats' hopes of snagging the governorship. When Biden wakes up tomorrow afternoon, somebody's gonna have to tell him he is now officially presiding over the collapse of the Democrat Party, he said. Former Vice President Mike Pence, R., heralded Youngkin's win as the start of the conservative comeback. GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said Virginians have sent a message across America by electing Youngkin. She also taunted Democrats, saying they should be worried about their future political prospects. The RNC was proud to work with Republicans in Virginia to get out the vote. We made over 5 million volunteer voter contacts in Virginia. We are building a data-driven grassroots infrastructure. Democrats should be worried, she said. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, also lauded the victory over Democrats, whose House and Senate majorities are increasingly threatened every day as Biden flounders on issues Americans care about most. Congratulations to Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin. Dems should take notice. We're just getting started, Cotton said. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, joined the ranks in calling the race for Youngkin and tweeted five major takeaways from the race. Graham tweeted, I'm calling it too, Virginia for Youngkin. Also, go hashtag Braves. Five takeaways from Virginia tonight. 1. Virginia has rejected Biden's radical agenda. 2. The Democrats' Trump card against Youngkin didn't work. 3. Youngkin is a new rising star in the Republican Party. 4. The party of Donald Trump won big tonight in Virginia. 5. Democrats continue to stick with Biden's agenda at their own peril. The GOP too declared the onset of the red wave and also declared Republican victories for Lieutenant Governor-elect Winsome Sears and Attorney General-elect Jason Meares. Red wave Republicans sweep Virginia. Congratulations to Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin, Lieutenant Governor-elect Winsome Sears, and Attorney General-elect Jason Meares, the GOP tweeted.